listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Continuing this week's exploration of crucifying the flesh, Jeff Fish takes us deeper into the call to die to self. In today's episode, Jeff explains how self-denial is a vital part of following Jesus and discovering true spiritual growth and intimacy with God. Our key verse for today is Luke chapter 9, verse 23. If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Awakened to Deliver. Yesterday, we explored what it means to crucify the flesh and why it's essential for living a life of spiritual freedom. Today, we're taking another step on this journey by focusing on the importance of dying to self. Jesus made it clear that following him requires self-denial. Our key verse today is Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and it shows that discipleship is a daily act of surrender. But what does it mean to deny ourselves? How does this call to self-denial shape our walk with Christ? Today, we'll dive into these questions and explore how dying to self leads to spiritual growth and intimacy with God. When Jesus spoke about denying ourselves, he wasn't referring to occasional sacrifices or minor inconveniences. He was calling for a complete surrender of our will to God's will. To deny yourself is to lay down your own desires, ambitions, and plans in favor of God's purpose for your life. Think of it this way. When you deny yourself, you're saying, God, your way is better than mine. I trust you, even when I do not understand your process. This act of surrender isn't about losing yourself. It's about finding true life in Christ. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25 reinforces this truth. It says, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Now I want you to reflect on your journey. Are there areas where you're still holding on to control? And what might it look like to surrender those areas to God? So what does it really mean to take up your cross? In Jesus' time, taking up a cross was a symbol of death, a public declaration of submission. For believers, taking up your cross daily means choosing to die to our sinful nature and live for Christ. It's not about enduring life's hardships, but about willingly aligning ourselves with God's will, no matter the cost. Now, dying to self might mean giving up habits or relationships that pull you away from God. It could involve sacrificing comfort to serve others or stepping out in faith when it feels uncertain. Each act of self-denial draws us closer to Christ and transforms us into his likeness. Now ask yourself, what does taking up your cross look like in your daily life? What sacrifices might God be calling you to make as you choose to follow him? Dying to self is not about deprivation, but transformation. When we deny ourselves, we create space for God to work in us. John chapter 12, verse 24 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Just as a seed must die to produce a harvest, we must let go of our own desires to bear spiritual fruit." This process of self-denial isn't easy, but it is worth it. The more we surrender to God, the more we experience his presence, peace, and power in our lives. So what area of your lives might God be asking you to plant so that he can produce a greater harvest through you? Now, self-denial may feel like a loss, but Jesus promises that the reward far outweighs the cost. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, he asks, "For what good will it do a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul?" True fulfillment isn't found in pursuing our own desires. It's found in following Jesus. As you consider the cost of discipleship, remember the reward: a life filled with purpose, joy, and eternal significance. Each act of self-denial draws you closer to the abundant life that Jesus offers. How does this eternal perspective shape your willingness to deny yourself and take up your cross? Denying to self is a daily choice, but it becomes more natural as we practice it. So here are four practical steps to embrace self-denial in your walk with Christ. Number one, surrender your plans to God. Begin each day by asking God to guide your steps and align your desires with His will. Number two, serve others. Look for opportunities to prioritize others' needs over your own, reflecting Christ's humility. Number three is resist temptation. When faced with choices that gratify the flesh, choose obedience to God instead. And remember that James chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Submit therefore to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And number four is stay in God's word. Scripture renews our minds and helps us focus on God's priorities rather than our own. Now, dying to self is not about losing who we are. It's about becoming who God has created us to be. As we deny ourselves and take up our cross, we experience true freedom and the joy of walking closely with Christ. So take a moment to reflect. What areas of your life need to be surrendered to God today? How can you take practical steps to embrace self-denial and follow Jesus more fully? And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awakened to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, you can visit the link tree in the show notes. There, you'll find access to all Jeff Fish's social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.